You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonsalves here from the SBS Newsroom with On The Money for this Monday, the 21st of September 2020. It is your 10-minute daily business and finance news wrap. Later, a warning to renters because scammers are out there in increasing numbers. But first, let's start with the Australian share market, which fell to 200 down by 42 points or 0.71% to 5,822. It's the lowest close since June 29. The banks led the declines along with some other stocks, but health stocks rose. With more, I spoke earlier with Julia Lee from Berman Invest. Julia, the market is down today. Why?
We saw a negative lead from Wall Street, so the Aussie share market has hit the lowest point that we've seen in 3 months. In particular, we are seeing the miners and the banks dragging on the market, while the healthcare space is doing well with CSL shares trading higher today. But the market's going to be looking towards a couple of things from the US this month. One is the first presidential debate, which is on the 29th of September, and the other is the possible passing of the CARES 2.0 package.
Can we focus a bit on retail today? Harvey Norman has seen strong sales continue. Is this really a surprise?
It isn't a surprise, given that we can't travel anywhere and we're limited in what we can spend. It looks like people are choosing to spend on their homes, and that's been great news for Harvey Norman. We saw an update today for the new financial year, so from the 1st of July up to the 17th of September, and sales were up by 30%. If we have a look at the profit was up by a huge 185%. So abnormal times at the moment, but the key question is, once stimulus starts to roll off and things start to open up, will the retailers still see this continued strength?
And what is your gut about that? What's it telling you? Can this strength continue? And I note an interesting report from UBS today saying that $63 billion a year of travel spending has to go somewhere, given we really can't go overseas at the moment.
Well, Ricardo, there's only so many couches you can buy for the home. And I guess when you have a look at spending in that home sector, a lot of it is future spending brought forward to today's date. So you're not going to buy those items over and over again. So the key is whether we continue to see strength in terms of stimulus spending, and we know that JobSeeker and JobKeeper have been great news for the retail sector. But for the retail sector, the Christmas trading period is key. So if we see this strength continuing into the Christmas period, then we could continue to see strength. But I do think that the honeymoon period and the bliss days of the retail sector probably has another 6 to 8 months to run at most. And then look, it looks like things will come back down to earth.
Julia Lee there from Berman Invest. Let's now take you to the real estate market, where if you are looking to rent to take advantage of cheaper rents out there at the moment in many cities, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has issued a warning today about a rise in rental scams. It says that scammers are advertising fake properties that offer reduced rents because of COVID-19 and convince victims to transfer money without inspecting them. So it says so far this year, $300,000 has been lost so far. That is an increase of 76% compared to this time last year. Personal information gathered in false tenant application forms is also being used for identity theft. For more, here's Delia Ricard, the Deputy Commissioner at the ACCC.
What is actually happening is that scammers are taking advantage of COVID and they're offering rentals at cheaper COVID prices, but then saying that you won't be able to do a pre-inspection of the apartment due to COVID restrictions. They will then ask you to pay a deposit, 2 months' rent, or 2 weeks' rent sometimes, it varies, as well as to pay the bond. They'll say if you don't like it, you can get your money back. And the people pay. They also ask you to fill in an application form where they collect a whole range of personal information, things like driver's license, bank account details, passport numbers, possibly Medicare numbers. So they get that for the purposes of ID theft and to impersonate you and gain credit and things like that in your name.
And Delia Ricard also has this advice for renters.
Ideally, you would always go and see the property in person and do the paperwork handover as you're getting the keys. That's the ideal. We know that's not always possible at the moment. First thing to do is do a Google search, see if the accommodation is actually there, because a lot of these premises don't even exist and certainly not at that particular address. Sometimes also do a a search of the word of the ads and with the photos, because sometimes you'll see the same property being advertised at multiple different locations. Be concerned if the rent seems particularly low. It would be great to find a bargain, but it's also a sign of a scam. If you're dealing with a real estate agent, check for their license and then go and independently find a phone number for them and call up and see if you actually get them at the estate agency, because often scammers will pretend to be real estate agents. But be on your guard.
Delia Rickard there, the Deputy Commissioner at the ACCC. And before I go, I'll leave you with some good news, because the economy may be bouncing back a little bit faster than expected, because economists at the Commonwealth Bank have become the latest to revise upward their economic growth forecasts. That's based on two things. The first one is the CBA credit card and debit card transactions, which they obviously have some data on. And they say that consumers are still making purchases, even in Victoria and Melbourne, especially, where it is going through some strict restrictions. That, along with last week's unemployment report, which showed a bit of a bounce in hours worked. So for 2020, the economy to fall by 3.3% instead of 4.3%. Overall, next year, it sees a recovery of 2.5% growth, with the jobless rate ticking at 6.5% at the end of 2021. That is on the money for this Monday, the 21st of September. Tomorrow, the RBA's Guy Debelle will be speaking. No doubt the market will be keen to hear about any idea about what the RBA will be doing and its next steps to help the economy in this very troubling time, I guess, the slowdown that we're seeing because of COVID-19. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. See you soon.